Well, another month of Highways and Byways is just about done and ready for the archives. I do have enough time here to remind you that the 24-hour voicemail line is available for much more than just subscribing to the monthly mailing of the CD or getting involved with the new 10-seed plan that I spoke of earlier. Now, the main reason that we maintain the 24-hour voicemail line is to receive your prayer concerns, to take your questions and answer them in future Highways and Byways segments. No question is too difficult, and no questions are off limits. And if you don't have a prayer need and you don't have a question, you can still call in and share a short word of encouragement or tell everyone what the Lord has done for you. Your word of testimony may be just what someone else needs to be encouraged with. Now, as always, nobody actually answers the line. You just get my voice giving you a greeting and inviting you to leave your questions or your prayer concerns, your testimonies. Oh, and one more thing here before I say goodbye for this month. I've told you in times past to give me a shout when you see my little pup trailer bouncing down the road out there, but while we're not certain what the Lord has in store for me next, we know that it doesn't involve driving a truck for that company any longer. For now, maybe for good, who knows, I'm out of the truck and off of the road. You know, one of the greatest benefits to being at peace with your Creator and owning the assurance of eternal life in heaven is that the journey of life in the flesh can be a true adventure rather than a troubled or uncertain journey. Who you are, your job title, your total accumulated wealth and possessions stay behind when you go to stand before the Lord. So our concern is for the things which endure forever. Now, if you don't have a true peace with your Creator this day, and if you're not certain beyond any doubt that you'd spend eternity in heaven if your life were to end today, then I encourage you that today is the acceptable day of salvation, and that Creator I've been mentioning is waiting to hear your invitation for Him to forgive all of your past sins and your future failings. His name is Jesus, and His promise is certain and true. Those who believe in Him and call upon His name will be saved. Invite Jesus into your life now. A simple prayer. Ask Him to make a new person out of you, reborn in the Spirit. He is faithful and He will do it. Now may the one true God of heaven and earth smile upon all that you set your heart and hands to do for Him for all eternity. See you next month, friends.
In your eyes, how it betrays the picture painted by the words that you say.
It's hard to reach out from behind a wall, so drop your defenses, just let them fall. And I'll walk beside you, help you carry the load. You'll make it through. I just want you to know.
Yeah.
true.